From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. The 48-hour deadline that President Bush gave Saddam Hussein Monday night is now only hours away. The Iraqi leader shows no signs of leaving his country, and the United States and its allies are preparing for war. Nearly 300,000 soldiers, sailors, and airmen and women are poised to strike at Iraq at the order of President Bush. In this half hour, we'll hear from NPR reporters across the region, in Jordan, to which some Iraqis are fleeing, in Saudi Arabia, where Westerners are bracing for possible terrorist retaliation, and from Kuwait, where American and British troops were on the move today toward the Iraqi border. There were reports that some U.S. units were already inside the demilitarized zone between Iraq and Kuwait. Our coverage begins with NPR's Mike Schuster in Kuwait City, who reports on the last-minute preparations for war.
At numerous spots on the Kuwaiti desert, at U.S. facilities throughout the Persian Gulf, and on ships in the waters near Iraq, U.S. commanders have been addressing their units, telling them to be ready at any moment for orders to attack Iraq. This is Rear Admiral Timothy Keating, commander of U.S. naval forces in the Persian Gulf, speaking to the men and women aboard the aircraft carrier Abraham Lincoln.
It has been a long cruise. There is almost certainly, not definitely, but almost certainly, some very difficult work ahead of you. It could happen very soon, within hours or days. It's in Saddam's hands.
2 nights ago, President Bush gave Saddam Hussein and his 2 sons 48 hours to leave Iraq. Numerous officials in Baghdad have denounced that ultimatum, including Iraq's rubber-stamp parliament today. At the White House, spokesman Ari Fleischer was asked if there were any indications that the Iraqi leader might decide to submit to the president's final demand.
With just a short amount of time to go before the deadline, we have not received, unfortunately, any indication from Saddam Hussein that he intends to leave the country.
Fleischer declined to answer any questions today about the timing of the start of the war against Iraq. U.S. military commanders here also were not talking, but long columns of soldiers and military vehicles were clogging the roads and moving across open desert, going north towards Iraq. This morning, there were reports attributed to the Kuwaiti Security Service that U.S. troops were already inside the demilitarized zone near Umm Qasr, the easternmost town on the Kuwait-Iraq border. U.S. Central Command denied those reports. The spokesman for the British Army in Kuwait, Colonel Chris Vernon, acknowledged that British troops were in place for an invasion.
All I can say is that British forces are deployed forward in forward assembly areas in positions from which they could execute military operations immediately should those orders come.
U.S. and British aircraft were also active in the skies over Iraq. They dropped nearly 2 million leaflets today in southeastern Iraq, the obvious initial area of invasion. Those leaflets are designed to calm the fears of civilians and urge Iraqi troops not to fight. Today, there were reports of a handful of Iraqi soldiers surrendering already at the Kuwaiti border. Colonel Vernon said the hope is that many Iraqi troops will choose to surrender rather than confront the superior strength of the American and British military.
We will be very, very careful and clever in ascertaining the posture of the Iraqi army. We will move forward slowly at times, looking, reconnoitering forward, trying to gauge their mood. And as we've said consistently, if they wish to surrender very, very early on, we will fully respect that and indeed would welcome it. The argument is not with the Iraqi armed forces, it's with the regime that controls them.
For most of the day today, a nasty dust storm kept visibility low but did not slow the advance of troops. By sundown, the winds had subsided and the air began to clear, making it likely that by the time the deadline has passed, weather would not impede an invasion. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Kuwait.